FitTech is brought to you by Fit for Work, leaders in corporate health and wellness programs. Your fitness is our job.
PJ Wren is our FitTech expert. Her website, fitforwork.ca, helps businesses make their employees more productive by being a little bit fitter. Now, one thing I get a lot of email on is supplements.
Yes, I know. We get a lot of questions about supplements as well.
And I wonder about them. I mean, there's a lot of myths. There's a lot of, you know,
I was asked, you got a supplement, you know, of a supplement that'll cut me? Well, no, clean eating and exercise. That's your supplement.
Well, what about just making me healthier?
There's no fast track. You know, if you're getting a clean eating diet and you're taking a multivitamin and mineral, it's going to be sufficient enough for your body. If you're a high-end athlete and you're exercising more intensely and over an hour, then yeah, you're going to need something, electrolyte replacement, potassium, sodium, that sort of thing.
But so those drinks are worth it for some?
For some, yes. But, you know, even myself, I take Bikram's yoga and oh my God, you sweat like a pig in there. And yeah. I don't take any electrolytes at all. I just drink water. Once in a while, if I'm feeling a little peakish, I'll sprinkle in some unrefined sea salt and that's got a pure mineral count. But, you know, the Gatorades, all of those are really added calories. So now you're going to exercise and now you've got another additional 180 calories
to
boost.
That's what I'm wondering about because here I'm working my... took us off trying to lose some of this thing. And then I look at how many calories are in this drink that they say I need in order to work out better. And they're making me fatter than.
Yeah.
So you don't necessarily need them as long as it's healthy. And the mineral, we really get, most of us get enough minerals in our diet.
If you're eating clean eating diet. Yeah. But the other thing too, back to the energy drinks, I Googled a 28 Gatorade to see how many teaspoons of sugar it is. 7 teaspoons of sugar.
In a Gatorade.
Huh. So, you know, take a look, put 7 teaspoons of sugar in a mug and take a look. That's what you're ingesting. Do you want that in your body while you're working out? Yes, I know you do need it for certain times, such as intense exercise. But most of us, average Joes and Janes, water's going to do you. Just make sure you hydrate beforehand as well as during.
I think we can give people one good guideline. If you're trying to gain weight, go ahead.
We're going to get sued by Gatorade now.
I'm not afraid of them. But if you're not trying to gain weight, then you might just want to go with water.
Yeah. And then other supplements too. You know, I'm a big fan of fish oil.
Yeah.
I think it's fantastic, especially too if you find that you're getting the beginnings of arthritis. Glucosamine.
Oh, you're talking about taking it internally as opposed to just smearing it on you.
Yeah, so instead of lathering it on you before a workout. I don't know, that may work.
What about those joint ones?
Yeah, glucosamine is certain studies. You know, it depends what study you're reading. And some studies it works, some studies it doesn't. Some of my clients, they swear by it. Others, a waste of money.
And I get a sense that it's individual preference. It's like some people do notice a difference. And it's the way your body metabolizes the stuff.
Yeah, but I think anyone over the age of 40, take a good quality multivitamin and mineral, eat a clean diet, and you know, you should be good.
Okay.
And then if your doctor prescribes, you know, additional fish oil or baby aspirin, then, you know, go to that. But eat a clean diet, everyone.
Okay.
You can get it through food.
PJ.
Water.
Fitforwork.ca is her website. And of course, you can visit her blog on our site.
Thanks, Steve.
Brought to you by Fit for Work, making sluggish workplaces into invigorated workplaces. Visit us online at www.fitforwork.ca.